Get deeper insights on the news from inside sources.
Well, the economy, of course, has been a sore subject for the economists and for some political campaigns as well, as we look at how things are shaking out. Working class people have also taken to task that they're being treated like economists and not consumers in terms of how they're being spoken to about the economy. But the interesting thing to me is it time for a return to Americans Foundation as it relates to entrepreneurship? That is really the key to any kind of turnaround we're going to get as it relates to inflation or other elements within the economy. Productivity is an interesting component to all of that, and we want to dig into whether that is rising or falling and the impact that's going to have, the reasons behind it. And really pleased to have joining us on the program, Luke Pardue, wrote a great piece for the Washington Post, and he is the policy director of the Aspen Economic Strategy Group. And Luke, welcome to the show.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
So you started out your piece in the Post talking about artificial intelligence and how that's playing into the economy, and particularly how it's getting us into the space in terms of productivity. Explain that for us.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so I recently did an analysis for the Aspen Economic Strategy Group looking at some of the drivers of what really is the fastest productivity growth that the U.S. has seen since the 1990s. And I look at a couple of drivers, and, you know, one of the things that I find is that there's a lot of attention focused on buzzy trends like artificial intelligence. And while I think they have a lot of potential for long-term structural transformations of productivity, they're actually taking a little bit of time to play out. And so they don't have so much of a role to play in the upswing in productivity that we're seeing right now. A lot of that is being driven, I find, by entrepreneurship and the rise of new business creation in the U.S.
Yeah, and that's where we want to get to. We believe firmly and passionately that it's entrepreneurs that not only drive the economy, the small businesses that are creating so many of those jobs, but it really is what fuels freedom, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. And so as you've looked at those numbers, where are we? What is the state of American entrepreneurship today? And what does it tell us about what we're likely to see next in the economy?
I think the rise of entrepreneurship that we're seeing in the U.S. today is one of the least well-known bright spots in the economy. Since 2020, the U.S. has seen a surge in new business creation. And right now in 2023, we saw 5.5 million new business applications in the U.S., which is the most since the U.S. Census Bureau started tracking this data 20 years ago. And what's sort of been interesting is to see how this landscape of entrepreneurship has been changing over the past few years. We saw the surge in 2020 when a lot of people were driven into new business creation because they lost their jobs and they needed to find an income. But a lot of the new business creation we're seeing today, some survey data finds, is driven by opportunities and the mindset that a lot of American workers and entrepreneurs have to start their own business and to strike it out on their own. And I think, you know, the pandemic turned a lot of American life on its head, but this is one of the ways in which we've seen an encouraging change in more and more people deciding to strike it out on their own.
Yeah, one of the things that you pointed out in your piece that we like to get to on this show is Congress can stimulate the economy with that increased spending. That's usually temporary, usually leads to inflation and a whole host of other downstream effects. You also talked about the Federal Reserve can deal with things in terms of lowering those interest rates. But again, that's always a pendulum back and forth in terms of tapping the brake or hitting the gas when it comes to the economy. Describe for us what it is that entrepreneurs do that actually leads to better, more sustainable productivity and growth in the economy.
Sure. I mean, what entrepreneurs do is create a more productive American economy. And they do that because they need to in order to survive and to grow into sort of mature, profitable businesses. And like you said, productivity growth determines the long-term trajectory of the U.S. economy. And when we see entrepreneurship rise, we can see productivity rise, which in turn drives U.S. economic growth. You know, we just saw today with the Federal Reserve, they're sort of in this spot where they want to keep the economy growing and healthy, but don't want to stoke inflation. And high productivity growth really is the escape hatch for the U.S. Federal Reserve right now, because it will allow faster growth without stoking inflation. And so what we see is that these entrepreneurs start a business and they have this really fierce up or out dynamic where they grow or they fade away. And what that leaves us with is the most productive lean startups that then generate competition throughout the entire economy. And so that it creates this sort of virtuous cycle by which startups become more productive and then kind of spread that productivity throughout the rest of the economy.
I love that. It is that competition and innovation that those startups tend to really drive. And I love this visual of the escape hatch. My visual for the last 24 hours as it relates to the Federal Reserve is that they're sort of stuck in that place where they're not quite sure. And so they're going to jam on both the gas pedal and the brake at the same time and expect some kind of good result to come out of that.
Yeah, I mean, but it really is this surge in new business creation and which is driving productivity growth that might let them see sort of the way out of this path that they're stuck in right now.
Yeah, no question. Talk to us just real quickly before I let you go in terms of what it is that the government can do in terms of creating the right environment for entrepreneurs and small businesses as it relates to whether it's regulatory things, whether it's interest rate. What are those things that are important that government can do to create that space for those entrepreneurs and small businesses to grow?
Sure. I mean, one of the things that economic research has found to be a proven model to help these entrepreneurs is even giving them the resources or the chance to prove out their business model. And by that, I mean the chance to make it into the stage where venture capital or private investors can even think about them as a viable company. And so one program that I highlight is this Small Business Innovation Research Program, which gives out really small grants to a wide set of new businesses to help them commercialize their potentially transformative ideas. And so just think about the 20 million new business applications we've seen since 2020. They're surely the sort of next big transformative company in there. And what the government can do, it doesn't need to pick winners and losers. It can let the market kind of decide that, but it can give everybody the chance or as many new business owners as possible the chance to prove out their idea and kind of take it to the stage of commercialization. This is a competitive grant program that doubles the chance these businesses receive private funding a few years down the line. And so I think one of the ways that the government can really help these new entrepreneurs is by making a wide portfolio of bets so that even if a few pan out, it pays for itself down the line.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so important that they're not picking the winners or losers because that usually stifles the productivity and the innovation that comes from those startup kinds of companies. But creating space, as you said, where they can get to that next stage and really play out their viability and the impact they could have. Great perspective on all of this. Luke Pardue is a policy director of the Aspen Economic Strategy Group. Great piece. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to step aside for some bottom of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We got more Inside Sources coming up next here on KSL News Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.